Hey, it's Louise in the Trinidad. I know I'm gonna drop a message, but I'm gonna go in though.
See, you can say what you wanna, but I'm gonna ride to be hotter. And she can say what she needs to, but she always gonna be you. He on my nuts like me too. I'm eating tiramisu, dripping sauce, ragu. Okay. And my diamonds got the flu. I shoot, that's you, that's me. CMC, I've been bossy since milkshakes. I'm talking Khalid. Mean girls throwing bows, copycats on their toes. We're my 90s babies. If you ain't know, now you know. It's from the status quo. All we do is innovate. Ain't it funny that he's done? Be all in here making cakes, whipping water weight. I cook a verse like crack. And then unlike you amateurs, I never send it back. West side, where it's at. And I'm checking credentials. Real, recognize real. And you looking familiar. I bought no cotillion. I'm bored of my millions. But it's the best feeling knowing that I got healing. Just knowing I got options. So right now I'm chilling. You all in your feelings because you're mad in my DMs. But why don't you leave him? What's the point of sticking around when you're mad? Got you out here looking silly. Now feel me. If you really want to know, action it. Could I be a silly hell or no? Now really I'm evolving. Universal solving. We want our reparations in full. No installments. Ho. Because when I hit the dub, I got da 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 on all the phony folks. Just playing with my cheddar. It's playing with my emotions. So I'm a billionaire because they going to pay me what they owe me. Nigga.
Okay. This is the Lioness Den. You are now tuned in. It's your girl Chin Chin. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Lioness Den. Switched up the flow a little bit. You feel me? I decided to kick us off with a song. That is Reparations from my latest album, Songs Don't Lie 2, available on all streaming platforms. Before we get into it, make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChinweYBB. That's ChinweYBB. YouTube at ChinweyCook. ChinweCook. How are y'all feeling out there? Happy Election Day. Happy voting. I love saying happy voting. I know some of y'all have been early voting, unless you're a procrastinator like me, and you say, oh, nah, I'm gonna wait till November the 3rd, okay? And if you are like me, then maybe that anxiety didn't kick in until today, or maybe you've been feeling anxious up until this point. If you have, I wanna send my love and my healing and my strength to you right now. And if that anxiety just kicked in today, regardless of when it kicked in, you have the ability to transmute, and we're going to get into how to transmute. We're going to get into a message for today. We're going to lift those spirits up high. And before we do, I want to play some more music. So right now, we're going to get into some sneak previews coming off of the next album I'm dropping on November 14th. Yeah, because that's the new moon, I think. Let me double check, y'all. Hold up. Start the trend. Let me state facts. I told you, give me a minute and I'll be right back. 50 million around the world and they said that I couldn't get it. November 15th, 2020. The premiere, the pilot. I don't even know the name of my own stuff. 2020, the pilot is dropping, okay? That is the name of the album, 2020. And right now, we're going to get into a preview of what you can expect from that. So keep it locked, because the Lioness Den will be right back.
Just realize it by now. This is a new motherfucking day. And we didn't come to fucking play. So I need all of my divine feminines to howl to the moon right fucking now.
Love that damn song. I don't know if you could hear what was going on in the song, but the song is called Lilith. Okay, that is from 2020 Pilot, debuting November 15th on all streaming platforms, YouTube included. But the song is about Lilith, and I did an episode on Lilith. Go and check it out. It's called The Story of Lilith. It's about basically the wife before Eve. Adam and Eve, there was a wife before him. In some legends, her name was Lilith, and Lilith didn't take no shit. So that I thought was appropriate for what's going on in our country right now, or what's going on in the world right now, this tension, this anxiety that we're feeling, not even with just the elections, even with COVID and not knowing what's going to happen. And there's so much uncertainty, but take a stand. Find something to believe in. Find something that makes you feel great. Same thing with that intro song, Reparations. I didn't touch on it a lot. But reparations, I talked a whole bunch of shit in the beginning, but ultimately, I stand for something. Ultimately, I stand for reparations. So if you get your food stamps, okay, get your unemployment unapologetically, because that's the least. That's the least that people are owed, okay? And so Lilith and reparations is just that same type of energy where it's like, you cannot use the same tools for Master's house. change, and I'm the wind is roaring to remind me about the roaring winds of change. And that's a message that's been coming to me this week, the roaring winds of change. And I said on Twitter, make sure you follow me on Twitter at ChinwayYBB. I've been tweeting all morning because I've been up early as shit because I had to go vote, which is also painless. Shout out to New York for making it painless. But the roaring winds of change. And change might not look like we want it to, but it's always on time and it's always what we need, okay? We might not prefer the cold, but we need the cold because the earth needs a break, okay? You can't just create and which is what, you know, the summer is creating. You can't just create for 12 months out the year or, you know, continuously. You got to have a moment to go within. You got to have time for yourself. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today. So I don't know if this will be super long. I just know there's a lot of anxiety and I can feel it. And I haven't really been anxious about this whole voting situation until this morning when I was like, ugh, I was awakened early and I had an attitude. And then I just hadn't planned to be up that early. And I didn't know where I was going. And so I just was in a really funky mood until I got in the car and I had to talk to myself. So today you might have to talk to yourself. My dad used to say this all the time. Talk to yourself, Chinway. Talk to yourself. So you might need to talk to yourself today and remember to be grateful. Remember to look at what you do have. Even with all this tension and anxiety you might be feeling in your heart, you might be concerned about what's going on in the world. But remember to transmute, and the way that you transmute is through gratitude. The way that you transmute is through laughter. This is how you're going to keep that vibration high today. Prayer, meditation, incantations. We have an incantation today. Let me pull it up. Let me pull it up. Give me 1 second. Let me pull it up. Okay. It's on my Twitter. It's on my Instagram, ChinwayYBB. I know I have done my part, so nothing can steal the joy in my heart. I know I have done my part, so nothing can steal the joy in my heart. I know I have done my part, so nothing can steal the joy in my heart. One more time, church. I know I have done my part, so nothing can steal the joy in my heart, which leads me to my next point. Last night I was getting three of coins, because today is November 3rd. I like to use the date for numerology. So and let me write down that next part that just came to me. Hold on 1 second. We're going in order. Okay, so the third, today's the third. 11, we all know, is about manifestation. 2020 is about 4, building. And 3, I like to eat, take each day. So the months have their own meaning. The year has its own meaning, but the days can have their own meaning too. So with 3 today, you know, being the number 3 in numerology, that can represent creativity, ascendant masters. But also what's coming to me heavy is the tarot. And in the tarot, the 3 represents the 3 of coins. Also 3 of cups. 3 of cups is about coming together and celebrating friends, family, love. 3 of coins is about people working together. And that's the image I'm getting heavily from the Rider-Waite-Smith tarot deck, the 3 of coins. It's about everybody bring something to the table. Everybody bringing some type of individual mastership to the table that makes the whole work. There is just a cohesiveness. Everybody's gelling and flowing. And so today I want you to remember, when you stop for a second, when you're feeling down and you talk to yourself and you say, I am grateful that I got up this morning. I'm grateful for my ancestors for paving the way to vote. Hallelujah. Can we give an amen for the ancestors? Okay. Women's suffrage, the civil rights movement. Okay. These people fought so that we could have this option. And even though democracy ain't looking a lot like democracy these days, at least we still have that option. So hold on to that little bit of hope. Hold on to that little bit of faith, that little bit of change. Regardless of what happens, know that you did your part to vote. And if you don't believe in voting, that's cool. That's on you. That ain't what this is about. It's about doing your part. It's about laughter. It's about spreading laughter. It's about if you're feeling a little less anxious, maybe you don't have it in your heart today to give because you're so anxious. Okay, do the tapping with Nick Ortner. I can't say it enough. Go do some tapping to clear that anxiety. He even has an anxiety challenge going on this week because he knows people is going to be anxious. So do your part to keep your vibration high, even if it's just taking care of yourself, abstaining from social media if it's too much today, not talking to people who you know are going to get you riled up, not going to places that you know are going to get you riled up. And if you are on the spectrum where you're feeling less anxious than everyone else, call somebody, tell them you love them. Spread some laughter, spread some joy. Keep your vibration high. Send some meditation out into the world. Say that incantation. Also, I'm getting Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono puts you back at 0. I love you. I'm sorry. Thank you. Please forgive me. You can say that in any order. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And that'll clear your energy. So that way you're starting at ground 0 and you're not frazzled and anxious and tense. Also, my mom says, a money pot my home. I protect you or I send protection to you. It's something about protection, a money pot my home. You can send protection out into the world today. There's so much you can be doing to make sure you do your part, even if it's just taking care of yourself, which is the most important thing. And that's what that 3 of coins is about, making sure you take care of yourself so that you can bring something awesome to the table, no matter what it is. And with everything being energy and everything being connected, that is the most important thing that you could do at this time. That's all I wanted to say, okay? But I do want to talk about this full moon. I do want to talk about this Scorpio energy as well. Lightly, I'll touch on it. I want to talk about this 11-11 portal because I know that is all the girls are talking about these days, okay? But if you made it this far, I want to give you another treat and I'm going to give you another sneak preview of what's to come from the 2020 pilot, okay? This is proud because no matter where you are in the world, no matter what you're doing, I know you're doing your part. I know you're doing your best to keep your wits about you. And I love you. And I'm so grateful that you care enough about me to go out there and vote or not vote. Exercise your right. I don't give a damn. Just be you. And I'm so proud of you.
Okay. I'm so proud of you. Look what
fake star went away.
After all that you've been through,
30 hertz straight up.
I wanna scream out loud from every mountain top. Hey. Cause you've been on a roll even when you hit rock bottom. But what's inside ya is tenacity. Built from elasticity. See, you bend but don't break. Do whatever it takes. Superhuman with no wreckage. It was faith, the way you grace my presence.
My presence.
And your gift to me is how to live.
like, wouldn't it be nice if I had wish fulfillment? That's word to vision, Jemiah. But going higher comes with the price, so I'm cutting cords, even though it got me feeling like blah. I can't even move, my temple's on drop. In a spiritual school with classes I can't drop. Subjective grade and scale, the headmaster is God. Oh my God, I can't catch a fucking break. I got test after test, volcanoes and earthquakes. Multi-logic crumbling from underneath. Shedding 26 years is making me kinda weak. Who would think this is where I'd be? Finally embraced in the goddess that I be. Always knew that I strolled to a different beat, but I couldn't put my finger on it like chicken grease. Trying to get your iPhone, I still can't believe my catalog is on your iPhone. Cause I've been listening to everybody and they mama for years. Now when I open iTunes in to closing all my fears, like let me make this clear, I ain't going nowhere. No, I came out the dark and I ain't never going back, baby. I'm just getting started. Who I was, so I kept pushing me down, but she kept coming up like I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere, and this ain't fair. All I wanna do is share, all I wanna do is sing, all I wanna do is rap. I want people to see me, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. No, I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you.
Look what you can do.
Look what
after all that you've been through, you never gave up.
Wally is in online school, so I'm trying not to scream, but y'all, these songs just give me so much life. Please go and listen to some music. That's another way you can transmute. Do what you love. Do something creative. Dance. Take a walk. Keep your energy and your vibration high. You deserve it, okay? You have been doing the work this year. I know you have. Because if you on this podcast, that means that you into that spiritual stuff, okay? So I know you've been getting your insides right. I already know it. The Divine Feminine said you've been getting your insides right. So guess what? The Divine Masculine said it's time to take action. It's time to manifest your dreams. All them once in a blue moon dreams you've been having. Once in a blue moon, then we just have a once in a full motherfucking moon. Yes! Once in a full motherfucking blue moon. Yes! That's what I meant. We just had that blue moon in Taurus. I'm not gonna get into all the details. I'm not. I'm gonna keep it light and funky and fresh and high vibes for y'all today. High vibes only. But we're in this 11-11 portal. The 11-11 portal opened on 11-1. It goes until 11-11. Get your manifestation on. I'm hearing the word manifestation so strong and so heavy. You might be getting little triggers at this time. You may have had an ego death with that full moon. I know I did. It was very painful. I wrote a poem about it on Twitter. Y'all want to hear it? Y'all want to hear it? Here it go. That's why I'm laughing. It's not funny. It was very painful. I'm about to pull up this poem I wrote yesterday, though. It's so pretty, about the ego death. I'm going to put on a little voice for y'all, too. Give me 1 second. Let me pull it up. Okay. Here we go. Last week, I couldn't feel a thing. I begged God to send death to take me peacefully in my dreams. Then I heard an angel sing. Azrael told me she had taken what she needs. Now I hear the winds of change roar, comforting me in knowing. Fear lives here no more. My magic is showing. Yes, I gotta give myself some stamps on that one, okay? Winds of change are here, baby. Fear don't live here no more. So that's what that full moon transformation was about. letting go of that once in a blue moon karmic energy that we've been holding on to for generations and decades and generations. I mean, generations loudly. Generational karma and negativity is what we were letting go of, what we were transmuting. So, I'm sorry, there's, I'm trying to make sure the sound is down. All right. So, with that being said, you're in this 11-11 portal. This is a time of action, a time of reflection, a time of manifestations. I'm getting Archangel Michael heavily with this sword right now. There's something you need to take action on. I don't know if it's one big thing. I keep feeling like it's one big thing, one big opportunity, one big jump. And you got to figure out for yourself what that one big jump is. I wish I could tell you what it was, sweetie pie. I do. But I can't really tell you what it is. But you got to make that leap of faith. And I just feel like it's strongly, it's going to be one big jump. And you're going to know. How are you going to know? This is where Sirius Star comes in with their life hack. When you don't know what to do, when you got a lot of options, you might have a lot of options. The other day I was getting 10 to 11 options. You might have a lot of options coming through. What you want to do is run towards the biggest, baddest thing that scares you. That's where your fate and your destiny lies. That's what Archangel Michael wants you to know. You have the huge sword. You have the biggest sword out of anybody. And you're supposed to wield it. Ooh.
Yes. Okay. Oh.
Chills. You're supposed to wield that sword. Ask for guidance on what you're going to wield that sword for. I literally cannot give you the answers, y'all. I don't know. Maybe do a pick a card on YouTube. Go watch some tarot readings, y'all. But there's an opportunity that's going to present itself to you. There's some breadcrumbs that you need to follow. I really feel the opportunity is going to present itself to you. You're going to get some repeating signs, and it's going to be loud. Like, this is a time of loudness. That's why I don't really feel the breadcrumbs. The breadcrumbs are like small steps, but I'm not feeling that. I'm feeling something loud in your face coming to you, because Archangel Michael is like literally right here in my face, and the sword is right here in my face, and it's huge. It's a huge opportunity. You won't miss it. You can't miss it. And that's my prediction. That is literally my prediction. That is literally what I'm feeling for y'all. Call on Archangel Michael right now for discernment. Call on Archangel Michael to bring that opportunity close to you. You are an empress. You are a divine feminine. You have attracted and manifested this. You've been working on this for years, months, years. You've been working on this for so long. And it's you're gonna have to strike. That's what it is. That sword is giving me strike. S, the letter S might be significant for you. The letter S, the number 3, the number is 1, as well as 10, 0, I'm getting. 0, 1, 3, and 5. Also, the letter S might be significant for you. Also, the number 2. I've been seeing 2s a lot. So you got 0, 1, 2, 3, 0, 1, 2, 3, and 5. I would even venture to say if you see angel numbers 1234 or something like that, or 1234, that's also a good omen. You know, it shows that you are making steady progress to move forward as well. So that's all I got for you. I can't give you any more information. No more information is coming through on that, but I think I was just supposed to encourage you and uplift you and motivate you and get your spirits high today. And whatever happens the rest of this week, you are okay. I want you to remember that. You are okay. Don't let what's going on steal from your magic, steal from your joy. That's what that incantation was about. Let's say it again because it's coming back up. The incantation is, I know I have done my part, so nothing can steal the joy in my heart. I know I have done my part, so nothing can steal the joy in my heart. This is your time. This is your season. S, another S word. This is your season. Nothing can steal this moment from you because it's your season. That's why I'm saying you won't miss it. It's a huge opportunity, and you have the biggest sword to take that opportunity into your hands and make it yours. So with that, I bid you adieu. Stay up. When I say stay up, I mean keep that vibration up. Stay up. And I'm going to play y'all out with a few songs here. We got to honor the ancestors with Elijah Alamin. That is from the album The Greatest. That's one of my favorite songs. That is dedicated to all the ancestors out there. Don't forget who we do this for. Don't forget what we're fighting for. Don't forget that people have died to get us this far. Okay, and then I got a poem for y'all also from 2020 Pilot, another preview, and then I'm gonna play y'all out on some high, on a high note. Still got a message, but it's gonna make y'all feel good. And that last song is gonna be Ghetto Gospel from Songs Don't Lie, the first one. Okay, so make sure again you follow me on all social media, on Twitter, on Instagram at Chinwey YBB, C-H-I-N-W-E-Y-B-B. Make sure you are subscribed to me on YouTube at Chinwey Cook. Tune in for Freestyle Fridays. I be going in. Sometimes I be going live too. It just depends on how I'm feeling. So y'all know it's real, okay? Anyway, I love you so much. Eat your water. Eat your water. Fuck it. Eat your water. Drink your vegetables. Be safe in these streets. I see y'all on the other side. We see y'all.
This is for Elijah Alamin, Ashe, Sandra Tamir, Ashe, Philando, Eric, and Trayvon, my dear, Ashe, Emmett, Fred, Hampton, that is. He was 19 years old when feds rolled up in his crib in the middle of the night. Fire ran in his room, nearly killed his pregnant wife, but they ain't care about a womb. All they wanna see is tombs. I mean, look at Flint, but word to Jada Smith, Ashe, and Mari Coakley, we the future, so that means there ain't nothing but hope in me. Our psyches gotta change, take back our mental power. We spend $1 trillion with the dollar, leaves in 6 hours from our community. Remember in Montgomery, they boycotted for 13 months. They worked together, ain't ride that bus. I'm talking about self-respect. Like, how dare an Asian man have his arm around the neck of a black woman who he assumes shoplifted? Got me feeling tempted to hurt a cracker. I ain't politically correct, but I die for this. With my fist up, I'm in the courtroom, my afro. Like, yeah, that's right, I did a judge, and I said what I said. Don't leave injustice on red. They copy us, then murder us, then laugh while we fight and fuss over complexion. That's a misdirection. We lacking affection amongst men and women. Then the elders and children, they can't stop and listen long enough to learn from one another. Don't judge him. Go speak to that brother with his pants down and tell him that you see him. And while you at it, remind our sisters that we are the key to freedom. No matter what it looks like, you gotta see the vision, cause otherwise you in the way and holding up the revolution.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Don't you see the vision? Don't be blind and hold up the revolution.
Stop and look around, tell me what you see. Skin that's black and brown, it look like you and me. You can sit and watch and live your life in fear. Still worry about impressing your overseer. But I'm gonna tell the truth, truth with no regrets. Cause I am living proof that God's not finished yet. So I raise up my fist.
Talented enough. The sky is the limit. the sky is the limit. But we gotta work together. It's the only way to make a change. And revolutionary. No justice, no peace. We used to eat there after school, resisting arrest, drunk, acting a fool. But look at Florida Man. It's now a goddamn joke that a white man do some crazy shit high on blow. In the midst of this climate, peaceful protests rebranded as riots. Not coincidental. They just want us to be quiet. Cause see, Robert Fuller was found hanged. Now I know the source of this pain. I tried to refrain, but nothing is the same. How long must we explain what is it that you just don't get? Why do you refuse to see, and why can't you admit? Apologize and repay. We were so close to our 40 acres and a mule. But then special field order number 15 and the Freedmen's Bureau was canceled by Andrew Johnson once Lincoln was assassinated. And can we talk about Confederacy? I mean, the traitors who literally seceded. They are un-American and lost the war fair and square. But really, my mama said, the Civil War never ended.
Sometimes it feels impossible to climb those stairs. I know that you wake up wishing somebody was there. It ain't fair, the cards you dealt, they just don't add up. But you're so tough, don't you ever give up.
Paycheck to paycheck, still ain't there yet. Tell me how this makes sense. Corruption, destruction, Amazon's burned in, and look at our president. But we keep on fighting every day as if we don't feel a thing. Lost in an illusion known as the American dream. Yeah. But tell me who's woke. See you black Twitter coming at these folks broke. This life is not a joke, no address rehearsal. Captain Halley told me that, and so I hit reversal. And I back up out the negative, like I got a care to give. Music is my medicine, I overdose and then I win. Stick the land in all tens, I'ma do it to the end. Tell my mama I said we going to the mountains. Just to sit and meditate, cause I'm with my highest thoughts. And we always getting baked, ayy. That's how I see through the fake, like every court case where a white woman gets all free. Skylar, you murdered your newborn baby and stood in the court crying tears of white fragility. And then there's Felicity, who got called a hero by our news source. Now where do we go?
by nobody but they self. I'm tired of the wealthy always having the wealth. I'm tired of the poor always getting the scraps. I'm tired of looking back, looking back, looking back.
But every time I try to take two steps forward, they come and they knock me down. Amber Guy got used to the castle doctrine, and she wasn't even in her own house.
No, sometimes it feels impossible to climb those stairs. Know that you wake up wishing somebody was there. It ain't fair, cause you dealt, they just don't let up. But you're so tough, don't you let give up.
We all we got, we all we got.
We all we got, we all we got.